We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo coming up at 1. You know we do the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. I am particularly excited for this one. We'll get back to all your phone calls in a minute here. We have to give you a couple more clues for Hugh's Clues as we debate Trey Turner whether or not he will have an MVP caliber season in a second. I just want to give a quick shout out before we go any further, though. One of our callers, Hugh, one of our favorite callers, Mark, the Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer, he's under the weather. He's actually in the hospital right now. So we wish Sledge to get better, and hopefully we talk to him very soon. I think he came out to the game with us last year, the Phillies game.
Okay,
so we had Sledgehammer there.
Prayers up for him then, man.
So we're praying for you, Sledge.
Get well soon, Sledge.
Get better, buddy, and hopefully we'll talk very, very soon. All right, so we're talking about Trey and the idea of him, can he be an MVP caliber player again, which he was. I mean, he's gotten MVP votes in three different years. Obviously didn't last year. Tough start to the season. Came on strong. I don't think that's happening. I think he's a good player at this point in his career, not a great player. Hugh still believes. Mike Lowell, MLB Network, here is his take on Trey Turner's kind of an X factor for the Philly season.
Trey Turner is the type of guy who I just think ignites this whole lineup. He's the type of guy who he brings the speed element, he plays a premium position, and he causes all sorts of problems for pitchers, for the hitters that come after he's on base, a la Bryce Harper. I think he causes those situations to be so much more to the advantage of the Phillies that we'll just put the proof in the pudding. Opening day to August 4th, his slash line, he was hitting .236, had an OPS of about .650. Very un-Trey Turner-like. Guess what? The Phillies were 8 games over .500 through 110 games. The next 52 games, when they give him the standing ovation, Philly fans, sometimes you can give a guy a standing right. ovation, he takes off. He's all of a sudden hits .339, 100 points higher. His OPS went up by 400 points. And the Phillies played 10 games over .500 in the last third of the season. So I think this is an MVP caliber type talent. He brings so much to the table, not only with his bat, but with his speed, his base running, his defense. I think he's the most important player on that team.
Well, he does feel like an X factor. I mean, Hugh, it feels like we could guess Schwarber's season. We could guess Harper's season. I think I can guess Castellanos' season. I mean, boom. Turner's the one. I mean, we saw it last year, Hugh. There's fluctuation. When he's great, and then he wasn't great for a while.
And then the one thing, especially with the bigger base pass that they had last year that they implemented, I thought that he was going to be more of a factor with stealing bases. Somewhere along the line, he really didn't do a whole lot of that last year. I think he can get back to that. That's where his speed, I think, is going to pay huge dividends for this team.
So when he went, he made it. He was 30 for 30. I mean, he was perfect stealing bases. It's just, I think a lot of people were with you, Hugh, thinking 40 or 50, right? He would try 40 or 50 times. He only attempted 30 stolen bases last year. Now, part of that may have been he wasn't on base very often early in the season.
Yeah, and then he probably was a little uncomfortable. You know, just like I said, that comfortable thing means a lot, I feel like, especially in baseball. It means a lot, and I don't think he was. But this year, because we talked about that, and we talked about his ability when we talked to him in training camp to steal bases.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 30's not nothing to sneeze at. But when you talk about guys that were stealing 40 and 50 bases, like Acuna was was out there. Yeah,
70.
He was out there wilding. So, yeah, I expect him to be in that stratosphere.
So I also wonder with Trey if part of it is his age. If you look at his stolen base attempts the last 5 years, it's dropped from like 50, mid-50s to low-50s to upper-40s. He only took off, not made, right, because he almost makes it every time. Like, he's one of the most efficient base stealers in baseball history. But he only tried 30 times last year. Hugh, that was kind of bizarre. I wonder if it's because he's aging, he's trying to preserve his body, because he used to run more. Like, when he was younger, he took off, you know, close to 60 times in a season. Last year was just 30.
Probably some indecisiveness there. you know, not knowing how it was going to play out, not being comfortable, yeah.
We'll
so
see.
Hopefully that's not the case this year.
Well, the thing is, it's easy to want him to run because he almost is always safe. I mean,
yeah, look, he's still fast, though. That's the thing, Joe. He's still a fast run. He's still a fast player.
Yeah, when you look up the in baseball history, the highest steal percentage, like in terms of going and making it, he's on that list. Chase Utley was always great at it, but Turner is remarkable at not getting caught on the bases. All right. We got to give you a couple more clues here for use clues, but this announcement came down during the last break. Just wanted to make sure this is out there. The Eagles season opener in Brazil will air on Peacock. Now, I'm trying to remember back to the playoff game that was on Peacock, right? That was the Chiefs and the Dolphins, right? That was the one we all jumped in and paid for. I believe that it was on locally, right? If you lived in Kansas City or Miami, I don't think you needed Peacock, right? If you lived in Philadelphia or Bucks County, you did. So I don't know if everyone here is going to need Peacock to watch the Eagles season opener. I think they'll probably air it in the home market.
Well, see, I got it, so I'm cool.
You're good either way.
I got it.
Everyone has it, though.
Yeah, Peacock. Yeah, it's
You know what I did?
What's that? You canceled it.
I canceled as soon as the game started.
I ain't mad at you.
That month-long thing, and I'm out. All right, Hugh, let's give everyone a couple more clues for Hugh's clues.
So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you two clues back-to-back, so y'all got to pay attention. Because we got things we got to do. We're trying to accomplish some things today. Okay. This is clue number three. This one fits into the theme of the week. So think about it like that, people. This one fits into the theme of the week, and this one should be a dead giveaway.
Okay, theme of the week, you know, like maybe on something happened on Thursday.
Maybe.
Okay, so a 90s movie, two heavy hitter actors. It fits the theme of the week, and what's that last clue?
John Kruk was in this movie. The Krucker.
This should give it away.
The real John Kruk? Our John Kruk? The John Kruk.
That guy.
The John Kruk. All right, Krucker was in it. Fits the theme of the week. Two heavy hitter actors, a 90s movie. 215-592-9494.
I watch people going to Googling.
Of course they're going to Google. And you know what? At this point in the show, it's all right. Jeff is up next on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Fellas, what's happening?
What's going on?
Jeff, what are we feeling today?
Listen, we're going to fix this Kyle Schwarber leadoff, no leadoff right now.
Uh-oh.
What do you got?
Follow me. 47 home runs, 106 RBIs, right?
Yes.
That's because he was leading off. Technically, if somebody was in front of him, 47 home runs, he got 112 RBIs, right?
In theory, yeah. More guys on base could lead to more runs batted in, yes.
Follow me to the third one. He cannot bat lower than third, so if he bat third, 47 dingers, the dude is going to be hitting close to 300 RBIs if people want to continue down this road. If he wants to be the leadoff with only 100 RBIs, put him in third. He bats in the first inning. You get your everything out of him. Plus, you got either Turner, Stott, some speed in front of him. People can stop complaining about him clogging the bases because now you got dudes rolling and Schwarber with 300 RBIs.
300 runs batted in?
You followed me to 200? Why can't you follow me to 300?
Well, but Jeff, I mean, no one's ever had even 200.
Listen,
we're going to three.
Listen,
ever.
By your math, he hits 106 RBIs with no one in front of him. Put two people in front of him, you damn near double or triple his RBI, whether it's going to be 140 or 180 or 200. It's never been done before. Schwarber's never been done before. Old, slow, Barney Rubble body, leaving off. Put him at third. Hit him at third.
Well, where's Bryce hitting?
Bryce is going to, if these dudes do what they do, if Turner gets on or Stott gets on, apparently we have three outs total to use, right? So apparently, Harper is coming up for cleanup. And Schwarber is protecting Harper. They just can't throw anything at Schwarber. Why can't we get this through our heads? They protect each other at three and four with those other
Yeah, but you get a couple lefties back to back. I don't love that, Jeff.
We're hitting home runs. That's why. You don't have to.
No, but it's a bit more difficult. You bring a lefty in later in the game, a little more challenging.
Schwarber threw all of that out the window. We're not worried about lefty righty, remember? Because Schwarber is the unorthodox leadoff.
Yeah. Well, he is. He is unorthodox. Jeff, give us a guess here. What movie is you talking about?
Dude, you didn't give me. I'm typing right now. crook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you can't Google it on the air, Jeff. No, you can't do that, Jeff. I mean, look, cheating is encouraged
on your own time.
Yes, but not while you're on the air. I mean, that breaks the line. So how about that prediction for Jeff? You bet Schwarber third, 300 runs batted in.
That was a lot to digest.
300.
In a short period of time. That's a lot.
I'll bet the under on that one. 300 runs batted in.
That's a lot.
Considering no one's ever gotten 200 in a season. I think last year the major league leader was Matt Olson in the 130s. I think he was somewhere in the 130s for runs batted in. 300. The Kyle Schwarber leadoff conversation remains my favorite thing in Philadelphia.
Every day. Every day. every day. Like, I was the catalyst for it yesterday. I throw that out there because I mentioned it to Jim Salisbury yesterday. So I threw it out there. But every day there's a Kyle Schwarber conversation being had about him hitting leadoff, either pro or con. Every day.
Every single day. Black Gritty is up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joey Bear Hugh, what it do?
What's
Quinn here behind the glass, man. First of all, man, these Hughes clues, these things got to be vetted by an independent specialist, man. These clues be terrible. I can't trust nothing you say. Who's a real actor? Who's not an actor? Who's a singer? Who's this? Man, these Hughes clues need to be vetted by third party.
Janet Jackson is an actor.
No.
She was Penny in Good Times.
No, she's not an actor.
This is the hill I'm going down.
I agree she's an actor. She can be anything she want to be. She was in Justice. A part of Justice. I forgot about that movie. You talk about her act grip. I'm just saying, when you say things, horrific actor, kind of actor, not a real person, married to a star, not a star. Ashton Kutcher is an actor. He's a star, bro. He's not some lame duck dude. And you're just out here throwing around stuff willy-nilly. Anywho, Nick Sirianni can't cook nothing. He's the guy that comes in the kitchen and says he needs a little bit of salt. And you say, okay, boss, and then you wait till they leave and don't touch it. You do what you're doing out there, Kellen Moore. I don't want to hear nothing Nick got to say unless it's tush-push or go for it on four. Otherwise, he ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Okay, last year, if that was the case, then he's directly responsible for that trash offense that was put out there that was seventh ranked, if Elliott Shore Park gets to say how good the offense was. I don't care when it was ranked. It looked terrible. I don't want to hear no parts of it. And I need to see how the offense is going to be, right? Like, if he's meddling around, you don't know who the problem is and how to fix it. So stay out of it. Let him do what he needs to do. And he needs to be in that picture. Kind of embarrassing for him because nobody's going to hire him again once he leaves this job.
I'm telling you, 2 years in a row. You can't miss that picture 2 years in a row. You can't do it. All right. Black Gritty, Trey Turner, what kind of season are we getting?
We're closer to the MVP than not. And again, if you had him in leadoff, you'd have way more stolen bases, wouldn't you? If you didn't have somebody tubby and dubby slow in front of him. I mean, sometimes you get caught up in the line. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to argue Schwarber because Schwarber does what he does. And we win when he's in leadoff. So it is what it is. But Trey Turner is somebody who, again, you move to a new place. The vibe, and he had the yips. I kept saying he had the yips. Like, it's not the yips. It sure looked like the yips to me because people stood up and clapped like seals. And next thing I know, this dude looks like Superman, okay? Like, he turned his clock around. He was just in a bad spot. That happens to people sometimes, especially in baseball. One thing dominoes on top of another. So if we just get averagely or above average Trey, we're going to be good to go. And if he goes nuclear for a month or so, we're good to go. So again,
that's
close
true.
To MVP than not.
All right. Give us a guess here. What's the movie?
the fan, and I only got it because I know what's his name in that movie. 100%.
The Crocker.
You got it, Black Gritty. You got it, man. You're headed to the game on Saturday. Good job,
well,
Black Gritty.
You can't trash talk Hughes Clues anymore. After
yeah,
he just
you
won.
Yeah.
Well, that's
how
why
you
that's
trash
why,
it and well, then win.
Why, that's why he trashed it before he knew the
they
answer.
They let him right to the answer.
Yeah, he knew it. Yes, The Fan, which is one of the weirdest and most bizarre 90s
Absolute
movies.
Absolute weird movie.
Robert De Niro is a psychopath in the movie. Wesley Snipes plays, I'm trying to remember his name in the movie. It was basically a fictional version of Barry Bonds.
Yeah, keep hearing that. So, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.